Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I want to put the cat in the box, and then I want to put the knives through the box in a way to where I can create a pattern to where I knew where the cat would be. This living...
And now, my beautiful assistant, never. Mrs. Jingles.
You know...
You have a knife in a... And ta-da! Ta-da! Ta-da!
It was like cutting an avocado.
Abracadabra!
Abracadabra!
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What is up, niggas?
Oh no.
Oh no.
Fuck you, YouTube algorithm. Suck my dick, thanks. Let's go. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Coming at you like Cleopatra in your mama's butt cheeks with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. This is the Real Ass Podcast. We're getting real ass. Whoa. Live on the Gas Digital Network, only 24 minutes late.
That's okay.
It's not that bad.
It's kind of a character of the show, the timing.
You get a little late sometimes. Ugh. Sometimes I'm on time and I yell at everyone. I'm like, why is everyone late?
Yeah, it's really whatever is going on in your world, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. Today was great. I mean, whatever happened with traffic, doggy, they sent me to the Bronx, Queens, Manhattan, bang. It was wild.
Damn.
Good time or bad time?
Bad time. Drove from Jersey to the Bronx to Queens to Manhattan. They had me going every which way. All the live long day.
Damn, dude.
But you're in such a bright mood. I'm surprised.
You are smiling and in a good mood.
You're smiling and screaming
the
N-word.
His own blood.
Yeah.
He's invigorated.
Well, here's the other thing. So this morning I was making my son and my girlfriend fucking breakfast. I'm the one who cooks. Let me make it clear. She's watching. I know she's watching.
Is she?
I do all the cooking.
Has she ever heard you say the N-word?
Yeah. 100%.
What a stupid question. Yeah, never mind. I don't know.
Listen to the show
forever. I don't know why.
And she lives with me. What are you talking about?
Louis gets a tummy ache because he's holding in the N-word in her apartment.
Oh, say it.
He puts the faucet on.
Go ahead, babe.
Has she heard him say
going
the N-word?
In the bathroom?
Yes, he cut his hand this morning. What do you think he went? Fiddlesticks?
These damn fiddlesticks.
Dead Wolf King of the Races live chat says, Louis couldn't pick a clock out of a lineup. It's a little loud. I thought that was a pretty good fucking joke. I'll give him a channel snake.
And you're generous. Damn.
Wait a minute.
You definitely got your dick sucked for this breakfast.
There's already a channel snake.
Chattel snake.
Chattel. Okay.
Rattle.
But no, you know, I'm just saying, I don't want to make this about me, but no saggle snake or anything like that yet?
Can we get him a saggle snake made? We get a bottle snake.
Shannon was saying that they've had one for like 2 years.
It's never come up. It's the only button with dust covered in it.
No, saggle snake is for Shannon.
Doggy, no, here's what happened. I made breakfast for my fucking kid. My son, he's off of school today and tomorrow. The past 3 days, whatever. So he's like, Dad, can you make me a big breakfast? And I'm like, all right, bub, I'll make you a big breakfast. Get up. Make him some fucking begs. Make him some bacon.
Make him beg.
And eggs.
I make him beg.
I made him beg for it. Beg. I am the king of this household. Beg, kneel before me.
I split an English muffin and put a gun to his head.
Yeah.
Bacon, 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 bacon.
No, I made him threw some bacon in the air fryer. Okay, which is the only way to make bacon these days.
The air fryer is so awesome, the air fryer's dude. King, it's like it makes you feel like a chef.
It's there. If I need to do anything, it gives me my fucking just a quick little
so
to do.
Easy.
Whatever it is. And it makes everything.
There's nothing a wife likes to say more than, I'll just throw it in the air fryer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then your guests, if they have an air fryer, they go, oh, great. And if they don't, they go, okay.
Oh, really? Do people not know what like an air fryer is?
Well, there's two guys. There's people who have air fryers and there's people that haven't got an air fryer yet.
And then they go, they think air fryer is like a cheap, like almost like microwaving it.
Yeah.
They don't get it.
Idiots.
Fucking,
that makes me so mad.
I'm about to say the N-word again.
Idiots. Idiots. Is there a button for that?
No, I made some bacon air fry the bacon, throw it in, set it, forget it. Bing, bang, boom. Done, right? Throw some over medium eggs for the boy, right? A couple pieces of toast. Fruit salad. Right? Mm. And I said, you know what?
What you call him.
We need
fruit, fruit salad.
Salad.
The eggs are done.
Stop crying. Eat the bacon, fruit salad. No, I was like, the kid needs some, he needs a superfood. He needs some avocado. It's avocado a superfood?
Yeah, I would say so.
Pretty sure.
I don't even know. What is a
better
superfood?
Be. I don't know. You kind of just coined it, but for some reason it works.
No, superfood's a thing.
Yeah, it's like, I think blueberries, there's a few things they say.
Acai is a superfood. I would put avocado in
probably
that category.
Probably Sunny Delight, if I had to guess.
Sunny Delight
superfood. I'm just going off of like
Snapple. Snapple's made from the best stuff on earth.
Yes. Superfood. Birthday cake Oreos.
Funfetti, superfood.
Yeah. The Oreos where it's vanilla.
There's no way you didn't have Funfetti cake this week if you brought that reference.
But I
always
think
about it.
I bought cake mix and I almost bought Funfetti cake specifically.
Funfetti is the Italian clown. Hey, it's Funfetti.
Funfetti.
See, now that
is avocado superfood.
Funfetti is your first album.
Shannon, is avocado a superfood?
Yes, it is a superfood.
There we go. So I said, I got to give my son a superfood. And I think he had some fucking blueberries too. So I was superfooding all over the place.
Great.
Are eggs a superfood? Probably not. Right?
No, they can't.
What is the definition of a superfood?
I think Shannon had it up.
Is it soup or food?
That's what it is.
It's either food or soup.
Yes.
We'll eat slurp.
Eggs are superfood.
Fucking idiots.
That's good. Dude, fucking Sango's crushing right now.
Dude, I have been so depressed for like months, and I feel like I'm kind of coming out of it, you know? Not to make it too real, but.
Yeah, dude. Good. Well, good.
Welcome back to the world.
A couple real ass podcasts where I was crying underneath this posterior.
Very funny. Very funny. So, sure, what is the definition
posterior
of a soup?
Underneath his ass?
Pasta. I'm sorry, I'm still thinking of food.
I know you guys think I'm just a gaping asshole. But behind that asshole, there's a real man with feelings.
A nutrient-rich food considered to be especially beneficial to health and well-being. And these are all the lists of the superfoods. Right. Give me a list of superfoods. Come on, Shannon. Let's go. What do we got here?
Beans.
Cauliflower.
Beans, kidney beans, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, fish like salmon, tuna,
what
mackerel.
What makes this superfood?
These are all superfoods. I eat superfoods all fucking day long.
I had superfoods.
Why am I not jacked?
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I have Brussels sprouts all the time. Look at me. It does nothing.
I'm eating superfoods left and right. So
9-year-old me was right about them.
These aren't superfoods at all.
I come back in time. You're right about broccoli.
So I have the avocado. Fucking slice it up for my son. How do you do? I have it.
You slice it up in your hand?
No, I have it. Take out the piece, the piece with the pit I put over here, and the piece that doesn't come pit, like you almost like you have to pull it, right? And the pit piece is the lucky side. You should do that. We should do that every morning, me and my son, when we're eating our superfoods.
Make a wish.
We should go, dude. All right, ready? Let's go. 1, 2, 3. And whoever gets the pit gets to have a fucking wish. It's like a wishbone. It's like a wishbone without Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's exactly. Now, with the wishbone, why can't I just make a wish? You can't stop me from wishing. If you get the
wishbone. It's not gonna come true, idiot.
Oh yeah, that's
I'm gonna sneak my.
I'm gonna make a wish at 11:12 a.m. There's nothing special. I could just make wishes left and right.
I can't believe I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
That sucks. You're talking like a guy who could really use a wish right now too.
So
a miracle.
So what I do is then I take it. I take my Kato, right? I fucking slice it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or so long ways, right?
In the skin.
In the skin. Mm-hmm. Then I go wonk, 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 opposite way. So I checkerboard it, right? Mm-hmm. Take a spoon, just whoosh, flimp.
Oh my God.
I mean, just a whole, a little bit of salt, pepper, boom. This kid's got a plate, right? Set him up, a little bit of green juice.
Like, I mean, why is this avocado covered in blood?
Yeah, there's a fingernail on the avocado.
You're like, oh, fuck.
Oh, boy. Son, breakfast is served.
Oh, rock on, Dad. Thank you.
No, so then I serve him his, and then me and my chick, you know, we're a little healthier. We're not even fucking with the bread. We're not fucking with the fruit. We're just having a bowl of bacon, and we have that other half an avocado. And she's upstairs. She's getting ready to go back on tour, so she's like practicing dance moves and shit. So I was like, let me fucking set up. I didn't even tell her about.
Have you picked
avocado.
Up any of the dance moves, by the way?
Dude, she put me on her TikTok. She she put me on her fucking TikTok against my will. I didn't realize that
Your will.
She's made like 4 TikTok videos of me looking like a fool.
Trying to keep up with her.
Like, they keep getting taken down for community guidelines and hate speech.
One more time from the top and no slurs. And a 1 and a 2.
What's up? So then I go to
and a 1 and a 2 and a Jew. Ah, start again.
This is me on her TikTok. Yeah, I showed this one on the show.
Yeah, that's the only one I have.
She's doing, oh no!
She's doing this on tour.
That's her dance. Yeah,
that's her dancing on tour.
I mean, seems pretty easy actually. Yeah. I could do that.
Are they like hiring?
No. So then I was like, let me surprise her with some Kato, right? Let's go.
Sure.
She's up there in the room practicing her dance move. I'm gonna come with some superfood, some bacon, some pork, some avocado. I'm gonna fucking change her life, right? So then I take the other half of the avocado that has the pit, okay, and. It's very funny because yesterday.
Cool knife whack into it. I know that's exactly where this is going.
No, I didn't do the. I should have done the knife whack
the knife into it.
I had a little steak knife.
He went to do that and realized he wasn't holding it.
I had a little steak knife. Okay, a little steak knife. And I went to go. I stab into the pit and then usually I'll fa-funk, right? Stab, fa-funk.
Sure.
Okay. I stabbed, and I didn't get a really good stab, and it slipped.
For fuck!
And it went right through the avocado into my hand, which, I mean, look, it's bleeding through it.
Jesus Christ.
It's bleeding through.
Oh, my God.
And it's going to be 80 degrees today. If you think I'm not going in the pool, ow. If you think I'm not going in the pool.
If you think I'm not going in the pool, you are mistaken.
You have a knife in your hand. If you think I'm not going there.
Swimming in drag today with your son.
You, sir, are mistaken.
If it's 80, I go above the pool.
If you think I'm not going in the pool.
Are you going in the pool today?
I am going in the pool today.
It'll clean it, right? Because of chlorine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a saltwater pool, and it is
even better.
It is a self-containing. Oh my God. It creates chlorine. Dude, the pool creates chlorine.
Just going in for a swim in my saltwater pool after getting an injury in my head. Cannonball! This hurts emotionally, like salt in a wound.
I'm going. I don't care. This is what happened in Puerto Rico, dude. When I dropped the plate on my foot and it cut my foot, and then I couldn't go in the water because they were like, but that was a big public fucking pool.
In
Puerto Rico.
It was a big pool?
Yeah, it was like I was at a hotel.
Oh.
And they said, sir, I'm sorry, you're not allowed in there.
No, they didn't say anything, but I read, it was like, don't go into a pool with an open wound.
Dude, wow. I've never actually been in an acceptable state to go in a public pool, and I've been in every time.
But how do women get in a pool ever?
Yeah.
Are you telling me you've ever been sufficiently distant enough from your most recent diarrhea to be in a public pool?
No, in fact, it's like when I want a diarrhea. The minute I get into a pool, I'm like, I think I could shit right now and it'd be fine.
Also, why? What is that? This is stupid.
Because it's contagious.
This rule.
If you go, this is a dumb rule. With diarrhea, it gets in other people's mouths and it gives them diarrhea.
Nope.
That's what I'm.
Fine, I think.
I'm reporting
the
fact.
Too big of a body of water. Impossible.
I don't know, man.
I don't trust that. There's first of all, anytime you get into a public pool,
there's diarrhea in there.
Diarrhea. Yeah,
yeah. It's mostly diarrhea.
Don't tell me. And I've never caught diarrhea from a pool.
They have one of those little HP things that you put into the pool. Oh, it's about 60% diarrhea.
Any amount of poop in their body can wash the water around them and contaminate it with germs. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's got a tiny amount of poop on them.
But you know what's funny?
There's tiny amounts of poop.
I've gotten diarrhea on vacation plenty of times, so maybe I'm eating diarrhea.
Yeah, probably.
There might be like a lawsuit.
Technically, you're drinking diarrhea.
Dude, I am what I eat.
I think if you get sick enough from after a pool, there might be a lawsuit there.
No.
Like, you could sue the Rio or something like that.
Wasn't there a TV show that got canceled? Yeah, because it gave everybody. It was like a water show.
Oh no, that's Tough Mudders had problems with people getting.
That's what I call diarrhea.
Yeah. When you're climbing in wet mud under
Funches one of the hosts.
It was Ultimate Slip and Slide.
Ultimate Slip and Slide.
Gave people diarrhea.
Shannon, was it diarrhea or was it
just by watching?
It was diarrhea. The crew. Oh, it was a parasite that spread throughout the crew. Whoops. From the water.
Wow. LA comedians.
Yeah.
It was Matt Rife.
Yeah. It's a handsome guy.
Yeah, very God handsome.
God damn it, dude. Matt Rife.
I mean, those cheekbones. Jesus Christ.
Cut diamonds with them.
Man, it's got to be tough filming anything with like a crew of like lesser known LA comics because you got to spend like the first 4 hours just like telling people your credits and like how much shit you've done.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm probably going to move back out here eventually. You never actually get to film anyone get slip and slide diarrhea.
Is there video of the slip and slide diarrhea scene?
No, it was an entire show and they canceled the show because everyone got sick.
They didn't even put it out.
Sliding mouth open first? Like, how did they get the parasite in them?
How do you say we?
I think everyone got sick. I don't think the show ever came out.
You really can't say we without inhaling?
We! We! Like a Geico commercial.
Wee!
I mean, I never really thought about any of this. You know, I'm assuming all the time kids are pooping in water slides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? I'm pretty convinced everything's covered in poop. Who gives a shit?
I think you need that in order to, like, survive. If you're not eating shit, like, you're going to probably be, like, more susceptible to getting shit diseases.
It's like a Carlin bit. He says, you got to get sick to live in this world.
Yeah, dude, Carlin did... Totally rip off my thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He came from the future.
Those 70s diarrhea guys, they were good. This diarrhea stuff they're doing now is just.
They used to go to jail for their diarrhea. Yeah. Those were the real martyrs. They paved the way for us.
These words, man. These words.
So I bled all over the kitchen. Then I started screaming like a child for my girlfriend. And then I actively heard her ignore me. I was like, babe. Babe! And she went, what? And I was like, I need help! And then as I was holding my wrist and gushing blood everywhere, I waited.
You didn't put it under the sink?
I was underwater.
You can hear her footsteps upstairs.
Yeah, I could hear
her. They sound different when both of their hands are on their ponytail. For some reason, a woman's footfall sounds a little bit different.
Doggy, no, and then I bled everywhere, and then she finally came down, and she was like, oh, let me help you. She was like,
are you calling me?
She's like, what do you want me to do for you?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. Kiss it.
Make me feel better.
I just wanted a mom.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing that she could do. Like, I'm holding my wrist, and also in the moment when you, because it was so hard to stab, like, and it was a steak knife. It wasn't a particularly, like, it was my older steak knife set. It wasn't particularly sharp. It was okay. It was a Cuisinart steak knife. It's not my new ones are pretty. My new one, my new steak knives.
Not yet.
Would have gotten right through that.
Dude, I would have fucking peeled my whole hand would have been peeled
back.
Oh,
my God. I know what happened here. You were trying to David Blaine. You were trying to be David Blaine, who he puts things through his hands. Have you ever seen those videos?
I actually did that once with a cat.
You put a cat through your hand?
I put a whole cat through my hand.
It didn't make it to the other side, but it went in.
I used to want to be a magician when I was a kid, so I used to practice magic tricks, and what I had
heard...
So
I stabbed a cat.
So I heard...
is this your lost dog?
So I read,
oh, my God.
I read a book about how to create your own magic tricks. Like, essentially, they said you have to start off with...
you work backwards. You start off with the goal, the desired effect. This actually became an analogy for my entire life and how I do things. Skankfest, Gas Digital, all the things that I've created, it was started off from the beginning going like, I'm just going to do that, and I'm going to figure it out backwards from there, right? And this, I read in a magic book as a kid, figure out the effect that you want, and then figure out the steps on how to create that effect and work backwards, right?
Oh, I want to cut my girlfriend in half.
Now, I want to kill a cat.
How do I do that? Yeah. So I'm going to pull some sort of hawk out of my hat. Okay, that's the goal here.
I'm going to make the Statue of Liberty disappear.
Yeah.
Come here, kitty.
I'm going to fly.
So I'm going to make my parents appear.
Okay, no, so what I wanted to do was, especially I wanted to do the knife through the
box.
The box with a live... Right. So I,
oh my God!
All I had was a cat, and then I had just a cardboard box and a bunch of kitchen knives. There was I didn't think it out any more than that. What I said was, I want to put the cat in the box, and then I want to put the knives through the box in a way to where I can create a pattern to where I knew where the cat would be. This living...
And now, my beautiful assistant, never. Mrs. Jingles.
You know, easily trainable cats.
Dude, this is brutal.
So literally, I grab the cat, and she sees the knives in the box. She's like,
I don't think this is a good idea, to be honest.
And what I did was I took the cat and I put her into the box and I put my hand there because I wanted to hold her still. So
you have a knife in her and ta-da! Ta-da! Ta-da!
It was like cutting an avocado.
Abracadabra!
Abracadabra!
Episode name, I'd say.
So I held the cat there and then I started putting the knives through, and like I said, I was just trying to create a pattern, and the idea was I was going to keep the slits, and that's when I would know there'd be a cat shape.
You were tracing the cat with knives. Yes.
I will say this, though. If you could pull this off, it's one of the best tricks I've ever seen in my life.
So I had the cat there, and then at one point, I put the knife through, and I went, and it just sliced my thumb. Really, like, you still, the scar, you still see it to this day.
Oh, my God.
I was like 8. That scar is still there to this day. And I just bled fucking everywhere. And damn it. And then ran out. And that was the end of that trick.
That's literally the best case scenario of what could have happened.
Yeah. It could have been hurt. Like, all it took, because I wasn't really, like, I'm goofy fingered now. Like, I have no, like, I don't know how this works. Like, my hands are all fucked up, you know?
Are you also stuck on the phrase goofy?
Yeah. I'm like, how do we...
But I could have easily just, like, the same slice that happened to my thumb could have just happened to my cat's throat and just...
Yeah. Second death of a cat, too, right? Didn't you kill a cat under a chair?
I did kill a cat under a chair once.
Oh, my God. Dude.
In a chair.
That was hardcore.
It was an electric trick.
Yeah, that was a magic trick, too.
He was a murderer.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
He was in a chair. Firing squad. Yeah, there was six shooters. Only 3 of them had bullets in the gun, though. Facts.
The hardest part about that trick is getting the cat to smoke the cigarette.
That's what would happen though, right? Dude, when they have people insane. In a firing squad, not everybody's gun has a bullet in it,
they,
right?
And they don't know. That way you don't know who officially killed the guy.
If I'm on the firing squad, I'm like, no, dude, I want to be the guy to kill. Like,
yeah.
I'm fucking...
Just give me the one good one.
I would aim at his dick so I would know for sure.
Yeah. I would just load my gun, take the bullets out.
Yeah. I'd just shoot myself, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting the show. YoDelta.com makes incredible Delta 8 THC products that get delivered right to your door legally, efficiently, cheaply. What is there not to love about YoDelta.com?
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states, most of them now, if not all, and it gets you really high. At YoDelta.com, you find a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products need to be taken responsibly.
Just go to YoDelta.com, and if you want to save some money on this already affordable product, just use the promo code GAS for 25% off your entire order today. Once again, promo code GAS at YoDelta.com. Okay, let's get back into it.
I started watching Band of Brothers, which is really fun.
Did you watch that? That P. Diddy show where he took a bunch of people and made a band?
They're all brothers.
I'm giving it to Zach. It was so good, Zach.
Sorry, it's close. It's close to saying Saggle. What is that on HBO?
Yeah. Yeah. In honor of Memorial Day. I was like, yeah. I'm going to fucking.
Why not? That's a good show, right?
It's great. It's really good so far. I'm like halfway. I would say, yeah, 4 episodes in. I think it's 8 episodes.
Yeah.
Pretty good so far.
Me and my chick are watching The Wire. I'm watching it. It's the best thing.
She's getting an abortion.
Woo, man.
Yeah, but I'm watching it for the second time, and she's watching it for the first time, which is like the best way to watch a good show.
Yeah, because you miss everything.
Yeah, I miss everything, and I'm like, oh, and she doesn't know what's about to happen. Yeah. She doesn't know this guy's about to die.
Right, yeah.
Isn't that torture, watching a television show with a woman that way?
What do you mean?
Well, when you're watching anything with a woman the whole time, they're going like, Is he going to die next?
Yeah. No.
Is he going to be receiving punishment for his actions?
Yeah. No.
I don't like the way he just looked at her. He should die.
Fucking, yeah. Stop talking.
But then you're sitting there like, oh, I can't wait for you to see.
Yeah.
That's going to meet in the middle.
I didn't realize, though. Did you guys all watch The Wire?
No.
Watched like a season and a half.
The guy, McNulty, the actor's from England, and he cannot... I mean, I'm sure this was said when the show was out, but he can't, like, you hear his accent in everything. So he can't even do the Baltimore accent. He's like, hello, we're in Baltimore.
hello, all right, governor.
Yeah, he's like, oh, we've got a bit of a crime, isn't it? In Baltimore, born and raised.
He doesn't have a gun, he said.
He's got the little girl thing. He's like, we're going to have to, yeah, this crack academic is bad, isn't it?
Yeah, doggy.
Drop your po' boy, Colin.
And then I started watching Barry last night.
Dude.
I watched the first episode of Barry, which I dug.
It's great.
I mean, don't tell me anything, but I hope there's a lot more of him killing people in it.
It's not
just him being a fucking actor, because that's annoying.
Buddy, there is. There's a ton of murder.
He better be murdering people left and right, because that's fun.
There's a ton of murder in it. The not to get too like this, but the character development is fantastic.
Fantastic.
And the last episode was
Can
this.
Can you hit the Notorious button, please? Oh, wait, I got it. Notorious!
Okay, well, I'm just passionate, I guess. Yeah. Is there a button you can press that goes, he's passionate?
You can just say it.
Notorious!
Oh, wait.
One, two, three.
He's passionate. Jesus Christ. But yeah, the last episode was this Sunday, and boy, oh boy. You're going to love it. But who gives a fuck about this?
All right, real quick. Hold on. We got to do plugs here in a second. But I will say, what do you guys think? Do people hated the new studio setup, Shannon. A lot of the Real Ass fans, they weren't happy about it.
Yeah, they didn't like, I guess that maybe the background of it.
Was it the background or was it us on the couches? Are they used to this? Because I think there is, people love Legion of Skanks in the other studio, but I think it's also because comparatively to the Zoom show, people were like, whoa, this is fucking great. It blew people's minds. So it felt like a step up. I don't know. What do you guys think of the Race to Live Chat? You guys want to join the Race to Live Chat? You want to be a member of Gas Digital, be a premium member of Gas Digital, go to gasdigital.com, use the promo code RAP. It'll get you a 7-day free trial, get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here in the network. I think we are 3 weeks away from launching both iPhone and Android apps. The new Gas Digital, we've done so many updates to the website. Everything has been running super smooth. All the streams have been running super smooth. The structure and the layout has been fucking great. If you're having any issues, please shoot us an email, help@gasdigital.com, because we did just launch a brand new platform from the ground up. But I really do appreciate you guys supporting and subscribing, because it has been fucking great. Couple bumps in the road when we launched the site, but I think things have been pretty fucking good. So I do appreciate the great feedback. And if you guys have positive things to say, please go fucking tweet it, put it on Reddit, put it on Facebook, do all that stuff. Don't just hate, generate, baby boys.
Appreciate.
What you plugging on, Tim Butterly?
Always check out my weekly podcast Dad Meet with me and Mike Rainey, and my twitch.tv/Tim Butterly. I mean, people do tell me that I'm the best comedian on Twitch, and that's what I try to hold myself to. So I mean, please join us over there. I'm also
everyone in the room is on Twitch.
I'm getting I know.
Yeah, let's go.
I know. That's why
that's why
I feel so fucking strong right now. No, I'm working on a new project called Field Tripping with Butterly.
Oh, hold on one second. Lego Death Star said, you suspended me for saying the studio blows, you faggot. Time out Lego Death Star for 10 minutes right now.
God,
right now. 10 time
minutes.
Him out.
Wow.
10 fucking minutes, Lego Death Star, you piece of shit. Call me a faggot. How about that? Sorry, Tim. Good.
I think that's like a compliment for these people, though.
Yeah.
Calling you a faggot? That's like a Viking handshake.
Fine, Shannon, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
Shannon, send him $50, please.
Sags, what you plugging on?
Well, you weren't done, right? You got a thing.
No, I'm working on a new thing called Field Tripping with Butterly. It'll be on YouTube probably July 3rd. Just fucking check it out.
Hell yeah. I'll be at the Comedy Connection in East Providence, Rhode Island, August 24th. Then Point Pleasant Beach, September 16th with Mike Feeney and Mike Cannon. We're doing a live podcast and a live just stand-up. And it's a big room, so please come out. And other than that, I'm also on Twitch, twitch.tv/sags2riches. And then just listen to my podcast, Here's the Scenario. Thank you.
Hell yeah. Everyone's calling me a faggot now. Too many to sustain.
Oh, no.
Zach and Miko.
I just follow my other shows here on the network. Bye, guys, with Ian Finance and Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show. Fridays at midnight, all here on the Gas Digital Network.
Hell yeah, guys. Lots of live stuff coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com for tickets to all of my live dates and more. But June 9th, Grand Rapids. June 10th, Emmaus, Pennsylvania. Zach and Miko will be on that one. I got to update my website. June 23rd, 24th is no longer going to be Zany's Rosemont. That's being moved to the last weekend of October. But I'm doing some Burt Kreischer Fully Loaded dates. I'll be in St. Louis and Nebraska and a couple other cities as well. Then Detroit, June 30th and July 1st. And then we're recording half-hour special. We're doing 6 half-hour specials produced by Gas Digital, the inaugural half-hour specials. Myself, Dave Smith. I think the tickets for our shows are completely sold out at this point. You can still get tickets to see Kurt Metzger and Jordan Jensen, Colin Turrell, and Rich Voss. We're recording over the course of 3 nights in New York City. The tickets are free. Just go to gasdigital.com/30 to grab those tickets and be a part of history. These are going to be amazing specials. All 6 of them being released for free on YouTube and various platforms. So yeah, support and be a part of the live tapings. We need enthusiastic audience members there always. That's our, I guess, a reviewer. One reviewer every month we give out a free piece of merch to, good or bad, on iTunes. So leave us a review on iTunes. Swifty Inc. Shannon, Swifty Inc. left us a review.
Yep, sorry, I'm pulling it up. And this technically was supposed to be on Friday's episode, but we forgot that. Hold on. Real Gas Podcast. Okay. By the way, while I do pull this up, there's also August 10th, 11th, and 12th, the Skanks.
Oh, yes. August 10th, 11th, and 12th, New England. Legion of Skanks live. Our first theater run
ever.
Nice. First time we're ever going on the road together. We're going to be in Boston at the Wilbur Theater. We're going to be at Comics, the big theater at Comics. And then, at Foxwoods, rather. And then we're going to be in New Hampshire. So Shannon, what was the review?
Okay, so actually this is the first bad one I think that we have picked in a long time.
Nice.
The title is New Cold Open is Lame. They gave 4 stars and they said, don't like the new opening on the show. It's trying too hard. This show is good when it's bad.
Can I say, look, we went to our producers here at Gas Digital a couple months ago and we essentially said, guys, experiment. Try fucking things. Like, we're going to get caught just doing the same exact fucking thing over and over again.
It's how you evolve.
Yeah. And I said to them, you saw probably over the course of the past couple of months, everything from different fucking cover photos, different ways of titling, tagging. Because we said to all of our producers, figure some shit out. If you're doing this shit the same way that you were doing it 2 years ago, you haven't evolved. You're not really doing much.
Yeah.
So, and I'd rather experiment and see what works, see what doesn't work. Look, the reality is our content that we put out, that's the way we experiment. We give it to you guys and we get feedback in real time from you guys. If you like it, typically we do listen to you. I know we're fucking with you guys and when you guys call me a faggot, I ban you for 3 minutes, but we legitimately do listen to the feedback. So if you guys don't like something, we're not trying to do shit you don't like. Sometimes I do. That's hilarious. Like,
so they said sometimes they don't know how good they got
it. Well, they said Studio C was too busy. So the next time we're in Studio C, it's going to be pretty wonky.
I like that. I like that studio.
Studio C is dope.
Is that what that's called? Studio C?
Studio C. This is A, B, C, and Studio C. We have a lot of options. We have green screen. We have just a regular background. And we're also putting in LCD screens. So you could have like almost like newsroom style with like screens. It's going to be a lot of different like options to record podcasts here at the Gas Digital Studios. Nice. And we have one of the most versatile, high quality studios in the game. So
you guys should start like a news company thing here. Gas Digital News.
This is blind
new,
Mike.
This is a new show.
Today, everyone's racist still.
Yo, what's up? Today, I was going to try and get some pussy again.
That's Blind Mike News.
Wait, did I say on air the thing about Blind Mike with RFK, or did I just tell you in the car?
No, what?
When RFK came in?
Oh, no,
maybe I said it. Dude, so fucking Robert Kennedy comes in to do Dave's show, and he walks in, there's like Secret Service here. Right. It's like a fucking thing.
Holy shit.
And he walks in and Blind Mike goes, can I get you a water or a coffee? He goes, you know, I would love an organic tea with honey and lemon. And Blind Mike just goes, I don't know how to do that.
Where are you, the fucking France?
He just goes, I don't know.
You're not the president yet, faggot.
He just goes, I don't know. He told a possible president to his face, I'm too stupid to make tea.
Sorry about that. Funny, I never made no tea.
Would you like a White Claw instead?
Can I get you some, like, Kratom or something?
All right, let's see. Critics call for a Disney boycott after seeing a mall employee with a mustache wearing a female's costume. What is this, Shannon? What's happening right now in the world?
Yeah. Here's a screenshot of the guy.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, welcome to Cinderella's castle. I would be like, are you a supervillain in disguise?
Can you tell me how to get to her chambers?
RuPaulzel? Did I get that?
That was great.
Did I get it? Rapunzel?
That's awesome, dude. That's so cool.
Bitty.
Dream is a wish your heart makes. And I dream to be a woman. You're right, guys. What are gay guys doing around dresses and fashion?
A whole new girl. That's what I'll be.
That's what you'll be.
A brand new face.
For you and you.
How dare that guy exist?
It means no penis for the rest of my days. So he's
there's just a tiny
what is this there. Where is this the mall is,
so this is
that's so funny.
It's where they get the high-end like princess dresses.
Yeah, they're like $500.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they're called fairy godmother apprentices.
Why are
they're like shopping assistants?
Now they're just fairy apprentices.
Well, why are people like that was great. I'm sorry. I fucking leaned on your lap.
Fairy godless bad. Mothers.
That was good, too.
That was good.
Okay. Okay.
Diminishing returns.
People are boycotting it.
Do you want to see my enchanted chamber?
$250.
Wow.
That's the
real crime here. Is that they're $250 for these dresses.
There are other ones that were $500. They're
oh my god.
But that's the only piece of video of him, and then people went crazy because it was a guy in a dress.
Damn. I mean, it's
do you need something for your son
stupid.
To wear at a glory hole?
Do you have $250?
I just
that's a waste of a dress if he's behind the hole.
We have
stain on something.
We see this a lot, right? You know, just like in the stores now, it's just like there's a fucking dude in a dress, got a big old fucking twirly mustache, and you're like, whatever that is, it's a wacky thing, but it's almost become. It's normalized in this sense. Like, the same way, like, do I think a goth chick should be able to work at Disney? Sure. Put a fucking fat goth chick in a dress and wear, like,
who
that's
cares?
Who works there.
Yeah, she's
anyone. That's who works there is, like, weirdos who, like, want to be a part of the Disney. Like,
yeah.
I don't really have an issue with some fucking dude with a mustache wearing a fairy dress.
Yeah.
Who
that's
really
the whole
gives
point, man.
I have more of a problem of a 32-year-old woman being like, my favorite character is Stitch.
I went on a fucking rant about this last night, but hey, that dude's probably awesome at that job.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
And like, because like, if I was going to take my kid to Disney, you know who I would love to show him around Disney? Mateo.
Yeah.
I bet that would be a magical day.
Mateo in a dress.
That guy's probably good at his job.
Look,
it's also like, it's become somewhat normalized for dudes to walk around wearing dresses. Maybe because I'm from New York City and I go to LA a lot. I go to big cities, right?
And I wear a dress.
And I wear a dress.
I go to Macy's and Claire's.
But, like, sure. Like, I just feel like personal responsibility isn't like trying to hide your, like, your kids don't get to see any other lifestyle. They don't get to see it, right?
Right.
It starts to borderline on, like, at what point are you just being bigoted? Where you're like, we have to hide, my kids can't even see it. It exists, right? So, look, if you don't want your kid to be a fucking weirdo in a dress, I guess raise your kid to not be a weirdo in a dress.
Right.
Simple as that. I don't know what you want me to say. Like, I was a weirdo who used to wear eyeliner and wear Marilyn Manson t-shirts and dye my hair colors, right?
Yeah.
That was my own form of expression of doing that same shit, right? And it had nothing to do with sexuality, but it had to do with just trying to be unique, even though I was just dressing like other kids at Hot Topic.
Right.
It was just sort of like I didn't have an identity yet. And I think this is what you're seeing very often with teenagers and with young people. It gives them sort of an identity. It's, instead of developing a personality, they get to go like, oh, cool, this is what my identity is, similar to a goth kid or similar to a kid who fucking his whole identity is playing football or baseball. That's just
Say Disney adult is now an identity.
Well, that's psychotic. That's actually crazier. That's actually crazy. Worse. Just some fucking, like, I went to Disney with my kid.
I remember Disney World,
there was
though.
Just some fat chick who was working at Disney, and she was like, you know, and they have, like, you know, been there
that
for,
like...
That
was the teapot, Lewis.
So here are those bitches whistling at me. Who are you whistling at, bitch?
I'm going to punch this cousin's spout. Whistling
at me. Who do you think you are?
Oh, she won't stop whistling.
No, dude. But it's like, I bring my son to Starbucks. He's going to see a guy in a dress once in a while. Am I freaking out? Am I writing a letter to Starbucks? There's just a line where you go, like, the effort.
Who gives a fuck?
The effort becomes, like, to put in the effort to rail against it.
Yeah.
That's where I feel like you're crossing a line of hate. Like, yeah, I do think that I'm, you know, I'm probably, you know, I think it's, I've talked very clearly about it. Like, I think it's fucking weird as fuck. You know, if my son started wearing a dress, you know, I definitely would be fucking, it's not the ideal thing, but I love my son either way. And the reality is, I think that should be the message you send to your fucking kids, right?
Right.
So you have a kid who maybe they want to be a little fucking tranny weirdo one day, right? Cool. You want to send the message? You want to have your son knowing deep down inside that you fucking hate him? Like, I don't give a fuck what That's my son worse, does, yeah. right? Like I don't want my son to ever question my love for him, right? So if he ever came out as gay or whatever, he can never register a time, except for on live on podcast, but he can never go to a time ever where his dad was being hateful against gay people or trans people or people that non-binary or whatever it is.
Yeah, except because he called an avocado the Edward. you should start calling him avocado.
But I'm just saying, like, they're
mom's dating a superfood.
If you are But if you care that much, I just feel like you have to fucking just, like, look in the mirror, like, just, like, protect, like, what's right in front of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got, like, if you don't want to have fucking, you know, dudes in dresses reading to your kid, I get it. I don't want to. My sister was going to bring her daughter to, like, a drag story time. And I was like, I think it's just kind of weird. I was like, I think it's weird to take a job that is so sexualized and adult and then try to mix it into this world. It just seems
it seems
purposefully provocative.
Yeah.
Right? It seems like that sort of, like, was, like, the deep down point of it. It was some dude was like, dude, let me see if I can just troll everybody.
Yeah.
Trannies reading the kids. Yeah, yeah.
I think it's more just the mains because of, like, Drag Race and shit like that, and that now it's mainstream.
But that's a very adult show. If you've seen Drag Race, like, they are fucking, like, they'll, like, they do a dance, and then they come down, they split, and then they shake their butt cheek and wink at the camera, and you're like, that's not...
Oh, yeah.
That's, like, mainstream what chicks are watching is what I'm saying.
Of course, but I'm just saying it's just not for kids. Even Drag Race, I believe it's whatever the TV version of 17 or whatever it is, right? It's not for little kids. It's genuinely not. And we don't have to spend a lot of time talking about, you know, drag story times, because it's kind of a hack topic at this point. But, like, I think that this falls into that. And that's why people are getting upset about that, right? They go, like, oh, drag queens around our kids, right? In Disney. That's not them working a job, right? I don't think that inherently society should say a man can't wear a dress and go to work, right? I do think Disney would have the right to say, no, men have to wear men's uniforms, women have to wear women's uniforms. I also think a private business should have that right as well.
Right.
We do that. Like, Natalie, this is as girly as she dresses. She used to dress way dykier, and I was like, Natalie, fucking soften it up a little bit. Put on a fucking color, bitch.
Right. Well, Disney is, you know, if they have all of these strict laws, that's probably the of, like, how you should act and if you should smile and blah, blah, blah. That might be the only place where you could see, like, some sort of, like, we're not discriminating. This is just, we have a certain view. But then when it gets to
and
things like...
I wouldn't have a problem with that. I went to a fucking... I went went to Hash House at Go-Go, and they had to wear long silly socks. Everyone had to have their own fucking silly socks. It made me furious. But that's their
fucking policy. But when it becomes, like, discriminatory is when it becomes a kind of an issue. Like, when it's, like, the Boy Scouts saying, like, oh, you can't have any gay people. There is, like, they are a private blah, blah, blah. But it's, like, that kind of thinking leads to, like,
they also said dangerous. That with a wink, though.
Yeah, they're like, you know, we can't have any gays. Just don't come out, fellas.
But the funny thing for me with this people being mad about this dude, they're like, can you imagine that guy helping your daughter get a dress? It's like, dude, that's the safest your daughter's ever going to be.
Yeah.
You found the one guy who definitely doesn't want to fuck you.
Yeah. You don't even know, though, because like now with like non-binary, sexuality is such a weird thing. Like, so I don't know that guy doesn't like women. He could very easily be like, oh, yeah, I'm into women. I just like to talk like this, and I like to fucking...
Right. He could identify as
that scam works for some of us.
But, like, that's the thing. So I'm just saying, like, my line isn't guys can't wear dresses. Will I, in my head, snicker and go, like, what a fucking weirdo? Yes, of course.
Yeah, of course.
I just think that it's also becoming more common. So what do you do? Like, you're keeping your kid sort of in the dark ages.
Yeah, it's not good.
Give your fucking kid love and attention. More than likely, if you're giving your kid love and attention, reading to them every night,
they ain't gonna be gay.
Well, they're likely not gonna be wearing dresses. And I'm not saying that happens. Oh, I'm just saying
easy.
It is easy. Love your child and he will not turn into that. I'm just saying, like, I think it's very often, most often, it ends up being like an attention thing, or I'll go back to me being a goth kid. My mom didn't fucking hug me enough. I needed to create some sort of identity. I do think that. Just raise your own fucking kid, but to try to protect him from just seeing the fact that there's different types of people in the world, you're just sort of teetering on some fucking old school bigoty way of like being.
Well,
it's like not letting your kid play with the black kid in the neighborhood. It's like, no, there's fucking black people in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I don't think the people that are
learn from them.
Yeah. And I, goddamn.
Ironically called bigoties.
I don't think people are like necessarily reacting to what they're actually seeing. So like you see that fucking dude at Disney in the dress with the mustache, you go, oh, I mean, you and I go, ha, weird. But some of the more based people, they're looking further down the line. They know that kids are kind of clumping up around each other and like one of them comes out as non-binary, and then they just happen to have like one of those Instagram Munchausen's by proxy moms. It's like, oh my god, my 7-year-old is non-binary and we need to na-na-na-na-na. And then they see that attention, they go, ooh, I'd like a little piece of that. And then it starts to become like an influence around them, much like you putting on fucking eyeliner or me being fat and listening to Scott. Like, you start getting influenced by the shit around you, and then you get this weird...
I would rather my kid be trans than listen to Scott.
Right. Please, dude. I'd rather my kids find a loaded gun. But that ends up getting this like weird, like inflated support around them. And for us, the outcome was like the risk was like, what if he's a fucking loser and works at a gas station and just goes to like shitty like nu metal shows for the rest of his life?
Right.
And now people are...
The risk is them chopping their dicks off.
Yeah, people are afraid, number one, of like, what if someday he wants to fucking permanently alter his body? And then number two, it's like you see like, possibly like wrong Twitter like trending things where it's like, oh, Florida wants to, or Arkansas wants to make it so that kids can go see like a gender specialist without your parent even knowing. So that's what they're freaking out about. Yeah. They're looking down the hallway, and then they're obviously... They're not filling their life with anything in the meantime, so they just fixate on shit like that.
But it's also
nuts.
Like...
It is fucking but, based.
Oh, man. Shit.
I don't know, man.
That, trannies.
I don't know, man. I've been a dad for a long time. I've just seen a lot of stuff, and I see how the other people react to shit like that. And, like, yeah, I see someone freaking out about that, and I go, oh, that's not what they're actually
I just have, like,
about.
A confidence in my own ability as a parent that my kid's never going to want to chop his dick off. I just feel like we're never going to get there.
Well, first of all...
I feel like I hug him enough that he's gonna be like, you know what, dude, I like it.
Dude, your son's so young, he's going to miss... It's going to be... This hysteria is going to be over. It's going to be Beanie Babies by the time he's a teenager.
Right. You know ball sack.
Yeah.
He's collecting them, putting them on shelves.
Yeah.
I've got the Princess Diana balls. Very valuable.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our incredible new sponsors on the show, which is Mango. I love Mango RX. Let me tell you something, okay? We're getting older. It is hard to keep it hard, as they say, Zach.
Absolutely.
Okay? At this point, you know, I got to be fucking concentrating on my fucking... you know, my mind wanders. I got to be thinking about like five different things. I got to fucking bite my own fucking shoulder in order to be turned on at this point. I got to punch myself in the balls.
I was going to say, for me to get hard, I need to touch my wrist to my elbow and bite my shoulder.
In order for me to get hard, I have to pretend to be walking through the forest with my eyes closed. Bang, hit a tree. Oh, I'm coming. Yeah, I'm a sick fuck. And let me tell you something. You sometimes need a little bit of help in the bedroom, and that's where Mango comes in. It is a great company that gives you dick pills right to your home without having to go to the doctor. You don't have to have a weird conversation. You do it all online, and they send it right to your house and comes in discreet packaging, and it truly is an absolute great product.
Absolutely. It combines three FDA-approved ingredients, including the active ingredient in Cialis or Viagra, oxytocin, a.k.a. the love hormone, and L-arginine to increase blood flow to achieve optimum performance. It's a rapid-dissolving tablet so that it hits the bloodstream quicker for faster results, and tastes like mango.
It tastes like mango, which is everyone's favorite fruit.
Agreed.
Obviously. Obviously, everyone's favorite fruit. So right now, just go to mangorx.com and use the promo code GAS15 when you check out. You're going to save 15% off your entire order today. It's dick pills right to your door. We've been selling these things for a long time, but this is the best company we've ever done it with. I'm telling you right now, it's not just one active ingredient, but three FDA-approved active ingredients to get your dick going, to get your fucking chick going, to get your man going. Mangorx.com. Use that promo code. GAS15. All right, where were we?
All right, let's see this. A teen jumps off a cruise ship on a dare. Does it live? Does it die?
He's dead. He's got to be dead.
You don't know.
I was just watching TikToks about this yesterday. The kid.
We're going to watch it. We're going to watch him jump off.
I'll stay paused.
No, we're going to give him the clout that he deserved in life.
The video is after he's already in the water. This is all that there is. This is the best video I can find.
Let's see.
Jumped off!
Oh my fucking idiot, dude! God.
Oh, is he naked?
Bye bye! Oh shit!
Yeah. Yeah. Hey,
grab that!
Whoa!
Yo, is it lightning out?
Yeah, I think it's like a siren or a
dude.
Absolute fucking idiot. This kid. I don't know why I'm getting angry.
I'm having a panic attack just thinking
that's
about
what it.
Have you ever been on a cruise ship?
A panic attack. Have I been on a cruise ship? Come on. How do you think I make my money? No, I haven't.
Have you been on a cruise ship?
Yeah, I took your place on one.
Oh, yeah, you did. You
and I've been on...
It's scary.
I'm white trash. I've been on three cruises as an attendee.
If you've ever been on a cruise ship at night, okay, and first of all, like, I can understand, dude, being a teenager, like, do not let teenagers on a cruise. Because when I was a kid, I could have been dared. Like, right there.
You're like, am I going to get pussy out of this? Dude, maybe I'll get pussy.
I would have jumped off in a dress.
The reason we get anxiety is because we can see ourselves, like, it's not that crazy to be like, dude, just jump off the cruise ship.
Oh, yeah, dude, I've had that. You know, that feeling of, like, being like, oh, man, if I just do this, it'd be crazy. Like, if you ever stand by, like, a soundboard at a concert and you're holding a drink and you're like...
Intrusive thoughts.
Yeah, is that what it's called? Have you ever had that thought?
I've never once, but now I will.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, or, like, yelling something in a crowded place that you shouldn't... Yeah, they're intrusive thoughts.
Yeah. I jumped... I remember just looking out, like, at night. Like, me and Dave Smith just sitting there, like, just smoking off the side of the cruise ship. Just watching, like... how fast we were cutting through the water. And these massive waves, we're like in the middle of the ocean and just seeing like how powerful the ocean seemed and like the boat would rock a little bit. You're like, this is like so fucking, and it just looked so scary. And I remember just like
terrifying
looking at like, just like a ripple and just like focusing on one ripple. I mean, like, I want to see like how, like, and just watching that ripple, just like, we were going so fast. And I was like, if you fell, within 2 minutes, they don't even hear your screams anymore.
You're
like,
miles away.
I mean, dude, it would be, and dude, what would you do? How quickly would you just give up? And like, I think I would just be like, I try to breathe in the water and die. Like,
I don't know. I mean, there are people, there are stories. Like, I think a couple of years ago, this guy survived like 72 hours of just fucking being there like this, and they found him. But with this kid, they called off the search for him.
Yeah, they called off.
He must have been pretty annoying.
3 days, and he. Yeah. sorry, your kid kind of sucked.
He was doing pranks in the hood videos on TikTok.
Yeah. I just want to add something. Please. This isn't like a a carnival cruise ship. This was like a sunset cruise. You can share this. This was the boat that they were on, like a pirate ship.
Oh, dude, he walked the plank. He walked the plank.
That's fucking hilarious.
Oh, it's just like one that you like the party bus of cruises.
Yeah, that's
so late. Happen. They weren't. Were they in? What kind of body of water were they in?
It was the Atlantic Ocean.
It was off of the Bahamas.
Okay.
Oh, bro. Pull it up again.
With sharks.
In which ocean?
It was in a triangle near Bermuda.
I also saw people commenting on a few of the different articles saying that it's known that on like not like cruise ship size boats, but this size boats, that sharks and other predators will kind of follow the boat to like catch like the food or
sharks,
something.
Sharks, D'Elia.
Yeah.
Any other brave teens up there? He's in a lifeboat with like a lantern. Any brave teens alive?
All ashore that's going ashore.
Yeah, I. That's fucking. What? How old was he?
18.
18 years old. That's fucking so sad, dude. That's crazy. That's really where it's getting, because you like kids are just fucking dumb, and I've jumped into things that I could have easily died. Right, like
fatherhood.
I jumped into like rushing. Like there was like it was like raining for like 2 days straight, and there was this thing we used to jump into to called the deep hole up in Rockland County, and you jump. And I remember it was just raining, so it was like just like rushing like waters, and I was like, I'm gonna jump in anyway, dude. And I jumped in, and it was like a waterfall that pushed me straight down. Like I hit the water, and then I felt like a faucet just pushing me straight down. Whoa, like where I was like,
dude,
on the floor.
Like you were pinned, basically.
I was pinned on the floor with the water. And then I remember just like floating, like just trying to like swim. I didn't even know where I was going. I didn't know what it was, up, down, left, right. And I just remember like at one point I was holding my breath, and I was like, dude, I was like, this is it. Like I was about to like give up. I was about to like just, and then I fucking just reached the top of the water, and I was like, fucking maybe 200 yards away from where I jumped. Like I was way downstream.
Whoa.
And it was like really, truly terrifying. And it's just, if I was a little bit smaller of a kid, I might have had smaller lungs. Like I don't really know exactly how close to death that was. But those things, it's just being a fucking kid.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, just driving my shitty car around during a hurricane. I mean, let's
drunk.
Just in a dress.
Sorry, not during a hurricane. After several hurricanes.
Yeah, it's fucking scary, dude. And that's the thing, you want to just raise your kid to not fucking.
It's scary.
Just do some stupid shit like that right there.
What a fucking alone, dumb feeling it must be with the boat's gone.
I've made a terrible mistake.
They just found. I watched the reels yesterday where a boat found a dude.
I've made a terrible mistake.
I think he had been out for 36 hours.
Jeez.
And they pull him in, and they were the last boat looking for him. And he was fucked up. He had like hypothermia. He was all dehydrated. He like couldn't stop shaking. It was brutal. He looked
diarrhea from being in the water.
He looked wrecked.
Some of the rescue people got diarrhea from hanging with him.
It was a nightmare. Damn, dude. So that kid is fucking dead. That is sad. I mean, yours fucking whole family devastated.
I mean,
are they assuming he got eaten? If they gave up, does that mean he got eaten?
Right? Yeah, that you probably. How long can you live in the water?
Well, how long do you float? How long? When do you sink? Well, do you ever sink, or do you just float? I think you sink.
I think you're also drowning because like the waves are throwing water in your face, and you're like, you know, it's like you're getting it in your throat.
You look like he was swimming away from the boat.
I don't know. Sometimes I just say things.
Brandon just said something crazy. He thinks that splashing water drowned him. No,
it could. Yes,
well,
no, good.
I mean,
I don't think
you,
I'm wrong about that.
You probably. You can't drink the water because it's salt water, and if you do drink the water, it probably fucks you up massively.
He was probably on Molly, and he started just gulping that
That's
water.
That's so
down.
True.
He said, you know what? I'm going to make the most of this down here. At least I'm pretty thirsty.
Yeah.
At least I can jerk off.
Gross. No.
Yeah.
I know what I'll do. I'll drink my way out of this.
If I drink the water level low enough, I could walk back to the Bahamas, was it?
I don't know. I'm kind of confused.
That's sad as shit, though, dude. Yeah.
What a legend, though.
Do you keep hanging out?
Shout out to the fucking legend.
Do you keep hanging out on the cruise ship, though, if you're not him?
I don't put my drink down. I'd be like, oh, yeah, crazy. Well,
yeah, exactly. Like, oh, what happened?
Dude.
Oh, crazy.
That's wild.
Was he on this boat?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Shit.
That's crazy.
Dude, I knew that guy.
Dude, I fucked that chick over there. You immediately start changing the subject.
Do you have like a cornhole partner or anything? Yeah.
So... That guy's dead? Do you know there's a carving station?
So did he leave his credit card at the bar or?
Dude, shots on Derek, bro. Shots on. That guy's a fucking legend, man. Yeah, I bet he's fucking a flounder right now, dude. Yes, he loves pussy.
Dude, he's having threesomes with mermaids.
He's still splashing. Screaming,
please! Like, damn, dude, yo, I can still fucking hear him out there partying right now. Bro.
And on a quiet night, they say you can hear him fingering
ripping
someone.
Ripping it up. That goofy freaking motherfucker just out there. He's fingering sirens now. Cheers to you, Derek. Happy birthday in heaven, brah. Let's see. Let's go to this next TikTok story. TikToker calls out a guy sitting next to her on a plane after reading his texts about her. I've tweeted about people next to me that I'm annoyed about, and I hope they saw it.
Oh, I also saw this video. I gotta get off Twitter.
Yeah, you're off Twitter all day long.
I'm on it all day long. Yeah,
damn, dude.
I did see this. Let's so see awkward.
I didn't see it.
I'm gonna show you the text first that she observed him writing. I don't know. Can you see it? Do you want me to read it to you?
Let's see. Read it just in case.
Okay. So
hashtag Black TikTok. Wow.
He says, we're still in the gangway. Hopefully the airlines will continue to raise prices and weed out these people.
Wow.
Ryan is sitting next to a huge black woman.
Ryan is sitting next to a huge black woman.
So all we need is for airline prices to just outpace black fat.
Well, then I guess I'm black because I can't afford any of this stuff.
So
I accidentally eliminated.
Yeah. Let's not get too hasty here. I do agree. But
damn. Well, if you work hard, I'm sure you can start making fat black woman money.
I'm working at a salon.
See, if she was just existing, that's mean. But if she was doing fat black lady shit, like if she had like a seafood boil on the plane with her, I get it.
Damn, they got Born Identity on this? I'm going to watch Born Identity. You going to watch Born Identity? What's your name? Ryan. Damn. Ryan, you smell good.
He's a tiny little white boy, Ryan.
Man, Ryan, I bet you never been with a black lady before. Shit.
You seen Born Identity? I love Matt Damon.
I'm going to watch that new House Party.
Yeah, I mean, so is there,
Yeah, here's her.
She confronts him.
Let's see her.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I decided I want you to feel as uncomfortable as I do.
Nice.
And I want you to know that I saw your text messages and I think you're disgusting.
What text message?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not going to repeat it because everybody doesn't need to know, but I want you to know that I know, I saw you, and I think that you're disgusting. You don't have anything to say to that, right?
By the way, that's the moment when she goes, I'm not going to repeat it, where you go like this. Then I didn't say anything, coward. You want to confront me? Confront me.
Okay, keep on playing.
You're sympathizing.
He's the hero. Yeah, no. She's right. She's right, everyone.
You don't have anything to say to that, right? Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, I have something to say. Calm down, Lizzo.
Yeah. Be like, whoa, you're getting all heezy in the fasheezy right now, lady.
you should. And speaking of airlines weeding people out, maybe if they raise prices, maybe you wouldn't be able to afford to sit with your family. That way they don't have to sit next to black people.
Wow. Yeah,
she did fuck up that line, though. She did flub the line.
You're sorry to me. You're sorry because I saw it. But I want you to feel as uncomfortable as I do sitting next to you.
Well, the reason I tweeted is because I'm uncomfortable because your fat is spilling over the seat.
Yeah, just so
you know.
If it's all the same, you might have like a little bit of that elbow room there.
Yeah. Speaking of elbow, do you need any cream? Because your skin's getting all over me.
I mean, look, it's people.
I guess you just dig in, though. Don't you be like, ma'am, don't worry, the peanuts are coming soon.
Yeah, you really do have to just dig into it.
Well, you have to, look.
Stop flying Spirit.
People could technically be racist. You have to, like, technically,
he wasn't saying it to you, right? It wasn't right. for your eyes. You're reading his text messages, which is a little bit
kind of like stealing.
Yeah, well, they can't help themselves. So, but no, you're so she's reading his text messages. It's I'm not like she's not wrong for.
Look, that literally is just a thing that happened. It's like everyone is right and wrong in the situation, and it's just like, okay, now we're in this world where I did this, you confronted me, and now we have a 6-hour flight.
He was very. Here's the thing: if he's being mildly racist, that is no more racist than many of my friends would be. Like,
I mean,
that is not that crazy. Like if I was on a plane next to a big fat black woman, I might tweet or I might text some racist shit to my friends.
Right.
I'm trying to be. I'm being like, whatever, dude. You're just trying to be funny with your pure white.
You should see my text messages when I'm sitting next to an Indian guy or Middle Eastern guy.
And
on
I'm
a
not
going
to repeat what I read because I don't want this video to get demonetized.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, at one point, it's not really meant for you. He didn't say it to you. He's not trying to be rude to you. You're dealing with another human being who, you know, obviously is bigoted and obviously, like...
Yeah, but he had her fucked up.
He did.
You know what I'm saying?
He should just text his friend now and go, I think there's a chance I could...
Turns out she's really nice.
Yeah.
Turns out she's really nice and pretty. And
dude,
like...
she confronted me. This is so crazy.
She's not that big.
No, she's not a big girl. Look at those feet. Hell yeah. What's up, girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
you know.
Girl. Oh,
which one is she?
And if she said, and I'll have you know, I'm actually the lightest skinned of all my friends. So you should see my friends sitting here with me.
I'm lighter skinned than all of them. So
yeah. I'm
smaller
not even,
than a couple, too.
I'm not even the biggest, blackest lady you could sit next to.
Damn,
doggy.
Nah, she's right, though. But I guess, you know, it is what it what is. What and now you have to sit next to that person?
That's awkward as
that
fuck.
That sucks.
That is awkward as fuck.
That's he's just like. I hope Friday is on this flight.
So you're saying the whole movie's in the barber shop?
he's like awkward.
Yeah.
I'll have two cookies.
Yes.
Did I try
water? And do you guys have Hypnotic?
when we took that flight home from Lafayette, like me and my chick couldn't get seats next to each other because it was a full flight, and they kept on pushing it back. So we were like in the same row, and she was like on the window there, and then I was on the other side. And what we tried to do was we tried to annoy the people between us enough so that somebody would be like, do you want to sit next to each other?
Yeah.
Did not happen at all. Nobody was giving up their but it was like over and over, we were throwing stuff to each other.
Right.
You were taking pictures of each other. It was really obnoxious.
Very cute.
Yeah, it didn't work though. All right, well, you know what? More power to her. She wasn't fucking... She wasn't all angry and fucking.
She really kept it together.
She kept it together.
Because she, in her head, she was like, you know, I could be a real big black woman about this.
Yeah. That's that sucks. That sucks where you have to be like, okay, how do I confront this and not get filmed?
Yeah.
How long of a flight was it? Jesus.
It was 4 hours.
How do I get the second seat they made me pay for refunded?
So 4 hours. And how far into the flight was it?
Imagine it's like right at takeoff. By the way, I saw you, and all I'm saying is blah, 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 blah. All right, we're going to take off now. We're going to be about...
we're going to need to sit here on the tarmac for another 3 hours. We have signal problems.
As soon as you hear that, like, as soon as you start hearing that, you're like, fuck, dude, please don't fucking go crazy, lady.
Right.
Just fucking let him be racist. We're all trying to go somewhere.
Right.
Yeah. Ooh, she wanted to get the whole thing turned around.
Oh, my God. Take the whole flight down for everybody.
Why don't you just laugh at it and take a picture of the guy's text messages and then post it or something? I'm trying to think, like, if somebody was, like, sitting next to me and they were like, oh, this fucking fat guy, blah, blah, like, what would I do? Would I confront them?
Would you be like, I'd feel bad about myself.
I'd go, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Do we have any water? Would anyone like any snacks?
You do the opposite. You start sucking up to them. Like, hey, man, like, I'm pretty cool. Like, you into, like, comedy or anything?
Do you like stand-up comedy?
Can I say, not to be conspiracy theorists.
Here we go.
Why are there no news stories on Jack Soloso being dead?
Yeah, that's,
nothing.
I mean,
nothing.
What do you mean, like, because of how, like, it was built up and all that stuff?
It was pretty built up, and there's not a, like, not a New York Post, not a, like, nothing?
I don't know.
That's kind of wild.
I don't know. Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's pretty fucked up. And like, I was so convinced she wasn't dead that
we all mocked her openly behind her back.
Totally. We're like,
Jax is missing again.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's crazy. Yeah. Oh, it's everyone's fault. She's like showing text messages. This man's abusing me. And he's like, oh, is everything okay? And she's like, fuck you. You know, and it is what it is. But it's like, yeah, I'd love to know what happened there.
I've heard some rumors. I'm just, what's weird to me is that there's not been a single, like, I know she's not like a famous comedian, but I think she was like, the story became big enough that like a single news source would have picked it up, like comedian or fucking.
I mean, it's good journalism. I'm sure it's like good to pick that up because all of her tweets were like, this guy, you know, it was very like, we were laughing about it, unfortunately, before the death. We were laughing that she like, it looked like that scene in Always Sunny when they work in the mail room and Charlie's like, you know, it's like, Pepe Sylvia. You know, it was like that. It was all these linked things.
Yeah, it was all wacky. And she was obviously going through a manic episode. Like, right. You know, but it is just a little weird at this point. Like, because they, Aaliyah reached out to me and she's like, hey, do you have anybody on your staff that could help us put together like a memorial video? Like, just with like videos and pictures. Like,
oh, I'll get Blind Mike to do it.
we got somebody to do it, and then
Jax Deloso. R.I.P. Sometimes she faced right side up.
Rest in peace, Jax Deloso. Brought to you by Yo Kratom.
So she, so yeah, I was like, we can get somebody to do that, you right. know, for the family or whatever. I'm like close to this girl, but you know, she's a comic, and I just, you know, obviously volunteer our time.
Yeah,
and then we never heard anything about it, and then there was never a memorial, and then there was never a funeral. That's
the thing. I'm like, when was the arrangements? Like, what happened? Nobody said. I might be convinced she's not even dead.
Ooh. This was a conspiracy.
I don't know.
What if it was an edible arrangement? We ate her. Oh. At the barbecue on Monday. No.
Wait a minute. There's a finger floating through here. No. What?
Oh, no. No, obviously, just conspiracies. I'm sure it's all.
It is pretty wild.
But it's a little fucking, a little bit.
It's a little crazy. I guess if I were going to go out on my own terms, I would kind of do the same thing. I would tweet like a bunch of like really kind of.
Mike Cannon raped me. Say that as a drop.
Yeah, she did have an OnlyFans as well. And speaking of OnlyFans, I wanted to talk about this. The Yellow Power Ranger has an OnlyFans. Isn't she dead, though? What are they doing with her body?
This is a newer one.
Newer one, okay.
She was from Power Rangers SPD, which aired from 2005.
That was from Power Rangers STD.
The OnlyFans for a dead girl. She's like on strings. Oh, what's up?
Oh, she's not Asian. What the heck?
Power Rangers SPED.
Oh. Monica May has been criticized for her decision. Let's see.
I love shit like this.
I do have some nude pictures.
Yeah, nice. Let's see some fucking nudes.
There's your truck.
Wait, no, wait. Don't pull the nudes. Do not pull up those nudes. First, I need to see her as the Yellow Ranger walking and talking.
Yes.
Then we will pull up the nudes because it means nothing. It's just a bitch.
Oh, my God.
This is just a bitch.
Wait, but
I need the context of her being without
the helmet on, because if it's her with the helmet on, isn't it her?
That could be a Japanese stunt double.
It could be a Japanese.
Yeah.
No, I want her with the helmet. I want some action.
I'm going to have it on.
No, but that's not her.
Let's get him,
Sword
Art.
Is it the same way the original is, where it's a Japanese show and then they just reshoot
Shannon,
the non-helmet shit?
I'm going to have to see her Zord as well, if you don't mind.
Upskirt shot. Let's see.
Okay, here's a little bit.
Open.
Oh, she's hot, dude.
Oh yeah.
You're at Space Patrol Delta Headquarters, the most advanced center of its kind.
We need an OnlyFans to save the world. Delta. What is that?
Giant dog. Crime and criminals that have a negative
impact. I did a Power Ranger move and I made myself bleed a lot more. Oh, man. Fuck, I'm bleeding everywhere now. Oh, sorry, guys. I didn't know my own power.
It's Morphin Tard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Retard repulsor.
I didn't realize feeding a hungry person was a threat to the planet.
Hear me out.
Hear me out.
This Academy trains cadets to be the most elite crime-fighting force known to man. The Power Rangers. We defend the Earth against the darkest evils in the galaxy.
You're a fucking dog.
I'm not going to listen to you. You're a dog, and I just saw you lick peanut butter off my partner's balls. Well, don't laugh and put peanut butter on his balls.
I just watched you lick your own asshole for 10 minutes straight.
We do things differently here in Dog Planet.
Do you have a better suggestion? Would you prefer I scoot? We just got the carpet.
He vomits. Oh, sorry. I will lick that up. Don't worry. Now, don't worry, if you excuse me, I do have zoomies. I need to go run around. Damn.
Sorry, 1 second. My ear itches.
Anyway, you will be executed at dawn.
If you want to be let out of here, you will need to tell me the name. Oh, a ball.
Yes. All you have to do is call me a good boy.
And scratch right here.
Do you want to watch more of this, or do you want to see her nude?
I want to watch more of it. I mean, dude, she's sitting there filming the scene, watching that dog's mouth barely move. She's like, oh, I better think of a good OnlyFans name now. Fuck. I can remember the 3 auditions for this.
Yeah. She's literally...
Now, who's ready to take me for a walk? She's like, I'll just start fingering myself now. Morphin' time.
Dude, he's having to have a serious scene with this dog.
With a guy in a dog costume.
Are you in or not?
As you know, Pink Ranger, I have been neutered. We need to get my balls back. Pronto.
This is your mission. If you choose to accept it, rub my belly.
Time is of the essence. I have to go annoy my girl, my owner's boyfriend.
The planet of the vets want to cone us all.
Oh, that died real quick.
I mean, unfortunately, this woman did have all of her hopes and dreams pinned to this fucking talking dog.
Yellow Ranger, Pink Ranger, Black Ranger.
Mastodon, pterodactyl, pitbull off a leash.
It's a fiction movie.
The world has changed, and in the upcoming months it will change as no one can imagine. I see.
And as you know, months in dog years are a little different than humans.
I know it seems like you've only been here for one day.
You've been
but
here
it feels
for
like 7.
4 dog minutes.
Can you get to it? This speech seems like it's taking a lot longer for me.
It's going to be real rough. Just kidding.
And you better answer fast. Our new mailman is Puerto Rican and he'll be here any minute.
And then an alarm goes off. Oh, the mailman's here.
He can't get traction on the hardwood floor. Smack! Straight into the door.
Prison? Or you can become part of something bigger. Something that makes a difference.
Can we think about
like
this?
Like a bone. Maybe you could be a part of something.
Here's the plan. We're going to bury all of our bones in the backyard. We need a den analyst to tell us where to do it.
We just need Zordon to open the back door.
See, the problem is there's a loud motorcycle that keeps on going past the house. We must stop this motorcycle.
Oh, hold on. Big stretch.
Of course.
Power Rangers, I regret to inform you, I found chocolate.
He's on a deathbed.
It's only a matter of time.
I ate a grape off the ground.
You may wonder why I'm speaking to you. Well, to be honest, I think I'm people.
Now I'm going to go to sleep.
Oh, I was just dreaming.
Sorry, I was dreaming I was running.
I had a vision last night. I was running. There was a fire truck.
Oh, time's up.
Your decision.
This rules.
Hey, remember me? You can call me Z. Hey.
Oh, is this her becoming a Power Ranger?
Look at this thin lip slot. I want to see her naked, but not yet, Shannon. Sir,
she's a criminal.
Duly noted.
Sir, we've been here for years.
She's a criminal. Duly noted. She is Puerto Rican.
She's a bad girl.
With us.
Cadet, you may be wise to remember that she was a worthy opponent despite your prior training and greater number. She is your new team member.
I expect you to treat her as such.
Is that deafening for anyone else?
I remember when I battled the War of Squirrels. She was an ally.
Ah, my greatest enemy, my own tail. I'll be right back.
Which one of you pretended to throw a ball?
Wait a minute. There's a man who looks exactly like me in the mirror. I must confront him. What hell dimension do you come from?
You there! Halt!
He's doing everything I'm doing.
Stop copying me!
Guys, maybe we shouldn't be letting a dog lead the Power Rangers.
So, what do you guys do for fun?
Bring in thieves.
Look at that jacket she was
get
wearing.
Humped by a 7 foot tall dog.
You ever get humped? Yeah, that's hilarious.
All right, so let's
here, guys, the mission's canceled. Our leader ate grass. All
right, let's see her OnlyFans now. Yeah. This is great, dude.
I would love to see
so
her.
So much fun. Okay, oh, there she is. Okay, toy. Bonnie's toy.
Does she? Nice.
Okay, I like that. She's hot.
Wow, yeah, she is hot.
Let's see what else we got.
r/ Power Rangers Gone Wild.
Is this a whole fucking subreddit?
That's crazy.
Is that right now?
Hell yeah, okay. All right, nice, Power Ranger. Nice. I mean, that's all she's got at this point.
Whoa, vagina.
We got some vagine.
Classy vagina.
This is some classy dang shit right here.
This is high end.
Yeah, it's almost like it's so classy that it's not even turning me on.
Yeah,
the dog paw prints tramp stamp. There you go, man. Go. She's been marked.
Hey.
Yeah, I mean, good for her.
You
man
ever get fucked by a giant dog? You ever feel those little toe beans on your ass?
That's great. Well, good for her. Go support her OnlyFans. Fuck yeah. All right, let's wrap this one. It's been fun. Yeah, what really a fun show.
What a fun show. I have like a headache from laughing.
Yeah. You guys are the shit. Thanks for watching. We'll be back on Friday with another great episode. Who's on Friday? We super recorded yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who was it?
Giant dog guy from Dog Planet and
it was Shainer.
I can't think of anybody else.
Oh, Shainer. Yeah.
Oh, and Dan St. Germain.
St. Germain and Shainer. Great show on Friday. We'll check you guys then. Have yourselves a great day.
That's all, folks.